Episode 721, Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by. Happy, happy day, ladies. Have you looked at the calendar this morning? It says December 31st of 2016. Yes, we have made it through all the way, 365 days in 2016. Can you believe it? Give yourself a huge pat on the back because this is a day to celebrate. Because tomorrow is a brand new year. Happy New Year! For those of you who are brand new to our family, though, I want to give you a huge hug and say welcome to the family. So excited to have you starting our new year with us. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Finding the Simple in Every Day. Wouldn't it be nice just to have a simple life? What would that even look like? I mean, seriously, but you know, we may not be able to break it all down now, but what would happen if you began to look at your life in a more simplistic manner and not make it so complex, living in a complexity, trying to make all these decisions? I know for me, I have been really trying to kind of manage what has been going on over the holidays. The kids are out of school and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I don't know if I can get all of this done, but somehow we manage, don't we? We get through it. As you ring in the new year, remind yourself of all the glorious blessings God has bestowed upon you yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I've been thinking of, you know, taking some time off, trying to, you know, setting aside some time, but it's been hard. Because, you know, I have these pressing priorities with Create Your Now, and then I have the blessings of my family. And I'm like, talk about a juggler. I feel like I'm juggling bananas and apples and oranges all at the same time, and every once in a while we throw in some asparagus, and it just doesn't make sense. I'm like, ugh, I've got stuff flying everywhere. How about you? You know, the kids are out for Christmas break, and the family has been in town, yet I still have these responsibilities. Some that I committed to myself because I created them, and then others because God provided them. But if you think back, God provides everything. Everything that you need in life. He provides the good consequences sometimes in our life, the bad ones. Sometimes he opens those doors that need to be open, and sometimes we want to shut him down. And then he's like, I don't think so. I'm going to open it even further. You need to look and go down this pathway. God provides you everything. I believe we need to take this opportunity, the last day of 2016, to reflect and to reignite and even to rejuvenate on the true goodness. In the Psalms, it says, you know, when I sit and when I rise, you perceive my thoughts from afar. God is with you wherever you go, yesterday, today, and even tomorrow. I understand that you're pressed for time. I get it. I am so there. I mean, between the bananas and the oranges and the asparagus, and maybe we'll throw in some broccoli there just for fun. I mean, it's kind of sort of rounded, right? Maybe I can catch it, maybe not. But I'm busting at the seams, and it's not just the pants. I mean, the holidays are, I wouldn't say they're necessarily more stressful, but they are truly busy for me. I need to be able to ramp up things for Create Your Now, and I'm trying to close things out for, you know, for the year that we're in. And it seems like there's always something to do. My list of to-do is longer now than it is every single day. And I don't know what to blame it on, who to blame it on, except maybe it's me. Maybe I'm making things a little bit more challenging. So I want to leave you with this. As you close the year of 2016, let your heart bear gratitude for God, thanking him for what he's done, for what he's doing, and for what's to come. He knows where you rise and where you sit with the excitement, enthusiasm for a fresh start, a jump start. Invite God to be a part of your goals, a part of your habits, a part of your life as you impact the world. My prayer for you is to stand bold and strong. Be willing to hold on to those godly dreams deep within, planted by God himself. Ignite your smile. Fulfill your dreams. God is ever present, so it seems. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow will always be God's gift to you. Even though you may have 20,000 things still left to do to finish out 2016, take a moment. And I mean truly take a moment and begin to understand the glorious blessings of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I know I am looking forward to a spectacular new year. Expect the unexpected, for nothing is impossible. One step will lead you to your miles of greatness as you create your now. Happy New Year. We'll see y'all next year. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon next year. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.